This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
$900 platinum card. Is it worth it? What's going on, Nick? $900 platinum card?
You know, 2025 is going to go down as the year of the ultra premium credit card because we have just seen so many changes, enhancements, detractions. I mean, a big mixed bag, but I don't think we've ever seen quite so much news in the ultra premium card space in a single year. And now the latest is that, yes, the platinum cards are going to go up to $895 a year. That's the rumor anyway. We don't yet have that confirmed, but we're pretty confident about the rumors at this point. They've been around for a while. So it sounds like both the consumer and the business versions of the platinum card are about to increase the annual fee from $695 as we record this to $895. We expect this is probably going to happen on September 18th. That's the day when we do know for sure that the business platinum card is going to lose. Or I shouldn't say that. The business platinum card is going to change the 35% rebate when you're booking various airlines. So right now, you can book any airline in business or first class. And if you use your Amex membership rewards points from a business platinum card, you get 35% of the points back. And then, of course, also on your chosen airline, whichever airline you've chosen for your airline incidental fee credit, same thing, get 35% back in any cabin on your chosen airline. Moving forward, it's only going to work on your chosen airline, so it's going to have to be a U.S.-based airline, and it'll be in any cabin, economy, business, whatever, but it won't work on other airlines in business and first class starting on September 18th, so that's also when we expect the annual fee will change, and there's going to be a big change coming on the coupon side.
Yeah, some leaked information has revealed that they're going to change the fine hotels and resorts and the hotel credit. So currently, only the consumer platinum cards get $200 per year of a rebate for when you book one night or more of fine hotels and resorts or two nights or more of the hotel collection. Consumer platinum cards currently get $200 a year back, up to $200 a year back for those bookings. But information was leaked that showed that they're changing that to $300 credits. So it'll be every 6 months. So $300 from January through June, and then $300 July through December. And it'll apply to business platinum cards as well. So really big changes to that benefit, obviously. And we'll talk more about the good or bad. But one thing that is good is the terms that were leaked showed that you can still apply this to single night bookings for fine hotels and resorts, which is something that is notable because when Chase came out with a very similar sounding benefit for their new Sapphire Reserve, they are limiting it to two nights or more bookings. Amex is not doing that except for with the hotel collection, which was a restriction before as well.
And you might wonder, well, why do you want to stay at a nice hotel for only one night? But of course, there are hotels that could be entirely covered. You could essentially turn it into a free night certificate if you can use it on a single night stay. And then, of course, if you're playing in two-player mode, maybe someone else that you travel with also has a platinum card, then you could book back-to-back nights maybe, etc. So being able to use it on a one-night stay or more gives it some more flexibility. So that should be nice there. So I guess we should talk about the major perks of each of these cards and then decide, well, how do these fine hotels and resorts credits affect the equation?
Yeah. So let's start with, there are a number of perks that both cards, the consumer and business, have in common. And I'm not going to list all of them, just like the really major ones that apply to most people. They both offer $200 airline fee credits, and we maintain a page that shows how you could effectively use those credits in ways that might not be as advertised so that you can always get $200 of value from that each year. They both also offer a wide array of airport lounge access opportunities. So you have Centurion lounges, you have Delta Sky Clubs, 10-day visits per year. You have airspace lounges, escape lounges, plaza premium lounges, and of course, Priority Pass as well. So I can't think of any premium card that gives you as big a range of lounge access, airport lounge access. It gives you cell phone protection and emergency medical transportation assistance, which is interesting because there's no, set cap on how much that is. Also, there's no requirement that you paid with your card for your travel in order to use that benefit. I mean, it's one of those benefits you really don't want to use, but if you have to use it, I mean, it'd be great to have it.
Yeah, and just being a cardholder gives you access to that. Like Greg said, you don't have to book your trip with the card. You don't have to book any piece of the trip with the card. Just being a cardholder gives you that benefit. So that stands out as an interesting one. Yeah, so those are definitely the main core collection of benefits that matter for most people. But then there's, of course, some differences on the consumer side versus the business side as well.
So on the consumer side, you have additional coupons. You've got $200 in Uber slash Uber Eats credits each year. It's broken up $15 per month, $35 in December for those credits. You've got what they call $240 digital entertainment credit, which is where you get up to $20 per month back for select digital entertainment services. Like I use mine for a Disney Plus and Hulu bundle. So that works out pretty well to pretty much exactly $20 a month. You get a free Walmart Plus subscription. So that comes with various benefits. So there are other things, but those are just some highlights on the consumer side. On the business side, you have some very different ones. Like you have $200 in Hilton credits, which is broken up $50 per quarter. And that's for any spend at Hilton hotels. Sometimes you can use it by paying for meals or drinks at a restaurant in a Hilton hotel. That doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. $120 in wireless credits, $10 per month. So pay your, cell phone bill with it and get that back. Dell, there's a few different Dell credits, but the one I want to talk about is $150 back on your first $150 of Dell spend each year. And then the 35% points rebate on airfare with your selected airline that we talked about earlier. So those are some highlights of what the Business Platinum card has.
Right, so they both have those coupons, and we don't know for sure that all of those are going to remain the same. I think both of us feel pretty confident that the ones we just listed are likely to stick around, but it's worth mentioning that we don't know for sure. We've seen the rumored change that they're going to add these fine hotels and resorts credits, but we don't know what they may subtract. So it's possible that any of those could be on the chopping block.
Right.
But we think they'll probably hang around, and then they're going to add these fine hotels and resorts credits. So, what do you think? I mean, are these fine hotels and resorts credits going to make it worth paying another $200 a year for a platinum card?
Yeah, so assuming that they're not going to add additional credits that make it real attractive, that's really the question. If I look at the main perks that are shared between the cards, things like the $200 airline fee credit and airport lounge access. Let me just stop there as the main ones. That's going to vary widely how much people value those two together. But I don't think it's unreasonable to say, I would pay, let's say, $400 a year for that combination of the core, benefits that the card has. So then the question is like, okay, 400, but the card is going to cost
Nine.
$500 more than that. It's going to cost
Yeah.
$900. Now, Amex might be like, wait, not 900, only $895.
895. 895. Thank you for the
Yeah, we're
correction.
rounding up, Amex. We're rounding up. So how do we justify those $500 extra? So on the consumer side, you've got, $200 in Uber credits, $240 digital entertainment and that Walmart stuff. Let's call that all around. I'm going to be generous and say that $300 of value in that, right? So
Right.
now we're
Yeah.
up
And
to.
that's a good generous value for it. Not like, you might value it a little bit less. You're probably not going to value it way more, but 300 seemed reasonable.
Yeah, I'm not going to, we're not going to value at face value, but we'll just,
Yeah.
All right, so now we're at like $700 value before accounting for those fine hotels and resorts and the hotel collection credits. So then it all comes down to, are you going to use them? Are you gonna, you know, because obviously, if you were gonna use $600 a year in credits, then this is a no-brainer. I mean, you don't even have to value the things I mentioned before. You don't even have to value very much to make this card worth having if you were gonna get the full $600 value. But you got to think about like some things here. First of all, sometimes booking through fine hotels and resorts costs a lot more than some other options. Not always, but sometimes. Often, the hotel you want to stay at is not going to be available as a fine hotel and resort or the Hotel Collection hotel. So you either have to pick a hotel that wasn't the one you really wanted, or wait and hope that you will encounter one that's the one you want. And of course, you're constricted in booking dates. Now, it's not when you stay. It's when you book it because these are prepaid. So you have to book a prepaid rate in order to get that credit. Now it doesn't have to be, it can be a cancelable rate, but it has to be prepaid. So if you're a big planner, you could of course book one night for next year. Like between January and June, book one night for next year. And then in July, book your second night for next year. So you could book a weekend that way with just one card and get the full value. So if you're a big planner, that'll work. But that's, you know, this is not one where you're gonna just accidentally fall into using it, I think is a
Right.
briefer way of saying it, right?
Right. No, yeah, it's not going to be an accident. You're going to have to plan to use it. And not only plan to use it, but your travel plans need to line up with where it's reasonable to use. And reasonable is going to mean different things to different people. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, I've often booked through fine hotels and resorts over the years. And there were years where I booked multiple reservations through fine hotels and resorts, and years where I only booked one or two. This year, I have yet to find a use for my Consumer Platinum fine hotels and resorts credits for a stay that I need. I just haven't found a place in the locations I'm traveling to that is priced what I consider to be reasonable versus my other options. And so I haven't even used the $200 credit yet this year on all of our cards. So I, you know, that makes me a little hesitant as to how much would I value $200-$300 credits. I mean, it depends on the year. Some years I could probably get $600 in value out of those. Other years, I don't know whether I'll get any.
I think that's a really good way of putting it, and 100% true with me too. Especially if you also have other premium cards that also have these kind of things, then you have to judge, should I use up my Chase credits, my Capital One credits, my Citi credits, you know? So it gets very complicated. But I would assume for most people, you're only looking at one or maybe two of these premium cards. So for some people, it might be you might think of it more as an exciting opportunity, like a couple times a year, you plan a getaway where you're gonna, you know, live it up and you get $300 off. Plus, you get all the fine hotels and resorts benefits, which are things like up to, you know, it depends on the property, but let's say $200 property credit of some sort. You get free breakfast, you get
Usually
room
a
upgrade,
$100 property
$100.
credit.
Okay. And you get things like potentially early check-in and guaranteed 4 p.m. late checkout for fine hotels and resorts, which is really great benefit, I think. So yeah, it's really tough. And then, you know, on the Business Platinum side, I think you have just a very similar analysis where you have the $200 Hilton credits, the $120 wireless credits, the $150 Dell credits, which I don't know. I would have a lower valuation for those personally, just because I find those Hilton credits like hard to use. I'm not staying enough to reliably use them. Wireless credits are easy to use. Dell, I mean, easy to use, but there's only so much I want to buy at Dell. So I'm looking at more like $200 value or something like that for that collection. But still, overall, you know, if I valued the fine hotels and resorts stuff a lot, it would be worth the annual fee. And that's really what it comes down to, right? Is do you want to prepay for a big discount on fine hotels and resorts? If you do, then I think, and you don't mind doing that, then I actually think that the card's well worth the $95. It's a hard sell otherwise.
So, okay, and I totally agree. But now I want your opinion, Greg the Frequent Miler. Now, forgetting the fact that you're a blogger for a minute and you keep some cards just to be able to write about the benefits, would you Greg, not the frequent miler, I suppose, just you, the Greg, would you keep a platinum card? Would you be willing to prepay for the FHR credit essentially like this? Would it be worth it to you? And if so, would the consumer or the business be the stronger card for you?
Let me answer the latter first. For me, the consumer is the better one because I use up those Uber credits very easily. I use up the digital entertainment credit very easily. So that's a lot of value right there on top of things that are in common between the cards. And I do value the airport lounge access. So, there are times where you're in an airport without other good lounge options, and you go to an escape club, an airspace lounge, whatever it is, and you're happy that you have that platinum card. So I like all that. So yes, for my first platinum card, I think it's worth it. So, and what I mean by that, like if I was going, if it was like I would have zero platinum cards or one, then I think it's worth $8.95, and I'm willing to put up with one card's worth of these credits that I have to figure out how to use every year. Going beyond that, like having a consumer and a business platinum or multiple of each, which I actually currently have multiple of each in my household, I don't want to pay $200 more to have more of a headache of trying to figure out how to use all these credits. So that's where it stands for me. I'll do one.
I think between my wife and I don't know, we probably have four or five platinum cards at least, and I'm not going to pay essentially, like $4,000 a year in platinum card annual fees. We're not keeping them all, so I'm not going to use that many FHR credits. I'm a little torn because I agree with you. I think the credits on the consumer side are better as things stand. The 35% rebate, I think, would be strong for people who travel primarily domestically because it gives an opportunity to get good value out of your points for domestic economy trips on your chosen airline. Essentially, you're getting a little more than 1.5 cents per point in value towards your chosen airline. So if you're loyal to a specific airline and you travel a lot, again, I'd say especially domestically, and the reason I qualify it that way is because internationally, you might do better transferring to partners for award tickets. But domestically, for award tickets, 1.5 cents is, I mean, that's better than a lot of award tickets, and it gives you access to a wider range of flights because you're not, hamstrung by award availability. So I think the business platinum has a place for some folks with that 35% rebate, even after the change. But I agree. I think the collection of benefits on the consumer side is better. I'll probably keep one for a year to see if I use the FHR credits, probably. And then it would depend a little bit on what next year looks like. I don't really have next year's travel plans yet. But I'm hesitant because, like I said, I've had a hard time using it this year. And even in places where, like, I'm going to Orlando, and there's a bunch of places in Orlando, but the places on FHR and the hotel collection are so much more expensive than my other options that it's just not very appealing. And so that's been my problem with it this year. Just the places where I've been looking to go, it hasn't really fit. So I'm hesitant moving forward, even though I agree with you. I think it can be well worth the price. I'm not sure that it's going to be for me in future years.
And that's a great way to conclude it. And I just want to add one more thing about the places you go, how that makes such a big difference. Because when my wife and I went to Taipei, there's lots of fine hotels and resorts options there, and a lot of them are very reasonably priced. So I think we booked a hotel that was about $250 a night, and we had a whole bunch of these credits, so we just booked back-to-back reservations for our whole stay. So we got most of it back and then got all the benefits, with the free breakfast and all that stuff. So that worked out great, but we don't go to Taipei every time, every year, so, or every 6 months in this case. It's going to depend on your travel habits.
And we should add to that, Max FHR is a good tool for finding the most reasonably priced FHR properties. So we have a post on that. We should include a link in the show notes to that post so that you can find the more reasonably priced properties if you want to plan your trips around when you can get a hotel for $200 or $300 a night.
Great point.
Hi, I'm David Brody, co-host of the Travel in 10 podcast. Together, myself and my co-host Tim Johnson have traveled to over 150 countries around the world and all seven continents. Now we're sharing our favorite places, some of our best tips and experiences from all around the world in just 10 minutes on Travel in 10. Join us at voyescape.com.
I'm Pauline Frommer. I've spent most of my life writing, talking, and thinking about travel. Not just where to go, but how to go in a way that's meaningful. On the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore the trends, people, and ideas shaping how we see the world. If you care about the why as much as the where, I hope you'll join me. You can find new episodes weekly at voyescape.com.